And so if you've ever thought, the Lord, he's abandoned me. I need him right now. I'm struggling so much, and I just can't seem to get this transfiguration experience in my life to give me the strength to go on. Then I ask you to really stop and think, do you pray? Really? You might be like, of course I pray, Father. I pray right before I go to bed. I say, good night, Jesus. That's a good thing to do. You should keep that up. But that's not going to cut it, you know? Maybe you're like, Father, I meditate every day. When do you meditate? I have a 20-minute drive to my work, and I pray the rosary. Good. But I can promise you've never really meditated, because if you had meditated, you'd be dead, because you would have wrecked your car. Because meditation requires 100% of our focus. It's so hard that the majority of our young people cannot meditate right now in the world because they're so used to their attention being violated and stolen from them in like social media. And meditation is where we make a total gift of ourselves and our attention to God. And so a lot of young people today have to work hard to get the freedom that they have of their attention back to be able to give it to God. You can't really meditate. You can't do mental prayer while you're doing something else. You should pray while you're doing other things. It's a great time to listen to podcasts, Pints with Aquinas. Excellent. I've been listening to him a lot lately. Good to talk to the Lord while we're doing the dishes and while we're driving to work. But you don't. Jesus took them to the mountain. There's nothing else going on up there. It's very quiet. If you want to pray the way the Lord is asking us to pray, to have these profound experiences, you gotta go away to a quiet place. If you got a little prayer corner in your home, good work. If you don't, I'll give you grief for it when I come visit you. It's gonna be like, where's your prayer corner? You got the TV corner. You got the dining room. Where's your prayer time? You need that. That's helpful. Now just imagine, what if Jesus had been like, Peter, James, and John, come on with me. Let's go up the mountain to pray. And then Peter, James, and John were like, Jesus, I'm tired. I don't wanna. No transfiguration for you. You have to follow the Lord. You have to work. He wants love. He's not just gonna like force his grace on us. He invites us into a real relationship with him, which means we've got to give up of our time, our attention to pray well.